So we're moving along in the beginning of Meseches Chulin, discussing the very first line of the Mesechta, Hakol Shoichten Ushchitasan Ksheir, specifically Hakol Lasuyemai. We saw six different pshatim amongst Amirah. Lasuye Tome, Lasuye Kuti, Lasuye Mumur Oichel Neveilois Liteyav, Lasuye Mumcha Sheine Muchsik, Muchsik Sheine Mumcha. Additionally, the Gemara digressed a little bit, Meinyin Leinyin, very much Ba'oise Inyin, to talk a little bit about the Lasuye Kuti, to talk a little bit about the Lasuye Mumur Oichel Neveilois Liteyav. Today's daf is going to go back to the Lasuye Kuti. In fact, today's daf is not just going to discuss Kutim as it relates to Shechita, but today's daf is an insight. It's a daf that requires an asterisk in terms of understanding Klolei HaShas, and that is, today's daf is going to give us the rest of the story in terms of how it is that Chazal treated the Kutim. So I think it's kedai just to give a very brief introduction to the Kutim. This is something that we've gone through Bechabura at length several times. We talked about it a little bit even here in the beginning of Meseches Chulin. But being that the primary topic of today's daf are the Kutim and the historical placement of the Kutim, it's kedai just to refresh our memory and Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully segue smoothly into the daf. So the Kutim were a group of people that were brought by Shalmaneser, king of Ashur, during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, from the land of Kuta to Eretz Yisrael. The background was Shalmaneser was the infamous king who had exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, and he felt that to leave the whole northern part of the country vacant was not smart. So he felt that he didn't want the Jews there, but at the same time, he had to replace them with other people. So he gathered people from different lands, like the Navi says, and he brought them there. One of the places from where he took people was from Kuta, and apparently they were a chashiva component of this group of people, to the point that all these people became known as the Kutim. Now, the Kutim came from different lands. They were pagans. They were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. However, the Navi says that at some point, their lives started becoming at a point of great risk. Specifically, there were lions. This is very old school, that game, and started eating people up. And they took it as a sign of from God, we're living in the land of the Jews, which means that we have to worship the God of the Jews. And they took it upon themselves to convert to Judaism. They became Geir. Now, there was a big machloikis amongst the Tanoim, and even later amongst the Amoraim, whether or not this Geiris was a sincere Geiris or was it not a sincere Geiris. On the one hand, they were Megayer, but then again, they only did it because they were afraid of the lions. So were they Geiri MS or they were Geiri Arias with an Aleph? They were only Geiri Machmas Yira, and as a result, it wasn't sincere. And it's for that reason, when you learn the sugis of Kutim throughout Shas, it's always a little bit confusing, because in some sugis, the Kutim are Yira, in some sugyas they're not Yidin, and always the first question you have to ask yourself anytime you see the word Kuti, this Manda Amar, this Braisa, this Mishnah, this sugya, is it of the opinion that the Kutim were Geiri Emes, in which case the Kuti that we're talking about is a Yid, or maybe it's of the opinion that they were Geiri Arayas, which means the Kuti de jure is really not a Yid, he's really in Eina Yehudi. Now, one thing is clear. Whether the Kutim were Geiri Emes or Geiri Arayas, to a very large degree, they did their own thing. Ad k'tidei kach, they did their own thing. They actually fabricated and created their own little Messiah. It evolved to the point where, if you were going to generalize it from a high level, they said that we accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Har Sinai to all the Yotzei Mitzrayim, and that he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu as a shliach to be his messenger, and that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Yidden was Misinai, however, only the Torah Shebikzav, and not the Torah Shebalpeh, which meant that from a pure customary perspective, the way the Kutin lived their lives, despite the fact that, according to many, they were Geri Emes, they were Yidden, but it was very, very different from the way that the rest of Klal Yisrael lived their lives, which puts the Kutim into another unique bucket. And that is a sect of Yidden that believed in the Teresh HaBiksav and not the Teresh HaBaal Peh. The most notable of that sect are the Tzedukim and the Baisusim, and years later in the times of the Ga'inim and the Rishonim, Uberoshim, the Rambam, the Karoim. And that's why the Kutim, they come up in the sugis of Geiris, or the Geiri Emes, or the Geiri Arayas, and they also come up in the sugis of the people that were Makhish, the Torah Shabbal Peh, because really that's another one of the hats that they infamously wore. So they're part of that group of Tzaduk and Baisus and Anan, the Kariyai, and they fall into that category as well. Just to mention two interesting nuances that relate to the Kutim. Number one, their Ksav is Ksav Ivri and not Ksav Ashuris. So we know that when the Torah was given the Chatchila, it was given B'Ksav Ivri. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, Ruya Hoyse Ezra Shetinasin Torah Al Yadoi, Va'afal and Ezra was the one that introduced Ksav Ashuris, the Ksav the way we have it today. Well, the Kutim weren't Mekabel the Messiah from Ezra, and as a result, they still had what the Ksav was in this man of Bayis Rishon, and that's why they maintained, they always kept the Ksav Ivri. Another big point, which is going to feature in today's daf, that made the Kutim unique, is that they believed that the holiest city in Eretz Yisrael is not Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, but rather it's the area of Shechem. And the holiest place within the holiest city is not the Har HaBayis, it's not the Har HaMeiria, but rather it's Har Gerizim. And the reason they were even able to entertain such a possibility is because, as we discussed at length during the Yarchei Kala, the Torah doesn't mention anywhere Yerushalayim. The Torah doesn't mention anywhere the Har HaBayis. The Torah says that when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a Mokum Asher Yifchar, and that place is going to be the place. Well, that's pretty open language. And the Kutim believe that being in Parshas Ki Savoy, Torah makes a very big deal about Har Gerizim and Har Evel. Har Gerizim is Har Bracha, and Har Evel is the mountain of the Klala. So they had this understanding that what is the Mokum Asher Yifchar? It's one of those two mountains that are featured very prominently in the end of Devarim, and specifically the Har Bracha, it's probably not the Har Klala, and that's why their Inyan was very much associated with Har Gerizim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tes that at some point they built a proper temple on Har Gerizim that was destroyed by Alexander Mukden. This is, again, something that the Gemara talks about in different places. But the bottom line is, this is the very, very brief origin of the story of the Kutim. Now it's interesting. B'meshach HaDoiros, as we're going to see in today's daf, the Chachamim got together and they decided that, I know for years we couldn't get along on this topic, were the Kutim Geiri Emes or were they Geiri Arayas? However, Nimnu V'Gamru, moving forward, a Kuti will no longer halakhically be considered a Yid. So that regardless of whether we took the position for 1,000 years that the Kutim were Geiri Emes, or whether we took the position they were Geiri Arayas, that was all heretofore. But moving forward, you want to know how we're going to treat the Kutim? We're for sure going to treat them like a Yehud. Now, at first glance, Kana Ben Shoyl, how could you do that? What does that even mean? If the Kutim are Yidden, they're Yidden. Now, after learning yesterday's daf, which, by the way, is the segue into today's daf, we can maybe hypothesize a little bit. Maybe, being that the Kutim were not behaving properly, they were probably Mechalei Shabbos Befarhesia. It's Yitachin that they were Mumer L'Avodas Keichavim. Could be they were even Mumer L'Chala Terekula. And we know all these people are Dinei Ka'ov De Keichavim. And that would be the simplest answer to explain how the Chachamim would have a Gerech to do something like this. And that's going to be the Pashas and the Gemara that we're about to learn. We're giving it away. Spoiler alert. But the point is, as we'll see, that's for sure what this Inyan was rooted in. But it doesn't satisfy the question. And the reason is because there are rayas from Shas that this, that the Kutim from Chulin Davav forward were treated like Eini Yehudim, was not just L'chumra, it was L'kula as well. We took away their status as a Yid 100% Bein L'chumra, Bein L'kula. This idea that a Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia is treated like an Ein Yehudi doesn't mean that all of a sudden he's a non-Jew, and if he wants the chatchila to go eat nevel on Yom Kippur, this is something he can do. Because we know Benkach hu Benkach Kriyim Bonim, and we know Afa Pishachatu Yisrael him, and of course it just means in certain areas in Halacha we can't unfortunately treat him like a Yid, because you know he doesn't treat himself like a Yid, so what are you supposed to do? But at the same time, Avadi, you want to know if he's a Yid, he's a Yid. But the Kutim were unique, because Afilu Lamando Amar Kutim Geire Yemes, but they were treated no longer as Yidden, they were treated mamish 100% like Oiv de Kechavim, and that's Taka Pel. So the Marmakim to this is the Hilgich Sam Sofer, who said a Dover Pella, it's such a Dover Pella that we once mentioned that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Dibris Moshe writes one of his Shiurim, he says that he believes this is a Tois, it was written by a Talmud Toya. You have to be Moichikir, Rav Moshe used to do that often, Kiyodua. But the bottom line is Rav Moshe said that there's no way in the world that this is Emes. So what did Sam Sofer say? That in it elicited this hergish from Rav Moshe, can't even be true. He said that we know Chazal say that Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Now, what's the Makar to Hefker Bezdin Hefker? So the Gemara in Gittin brings two different Makaris. One of them is we learn it from the story of Ezra and Nehemiah. The Pasuk says that when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years of Golus Bavel, so it was Yontif and Avachim. They weren't behaving like Yidden. And Ezra said that in 3 days, I want everybody to come to the town square and we're going to make a new bris, a new covenant, where once again we're going to renew our vows with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We'll bring Karbanos, the Paral and Davish Al Tzibur, and through that, we're going to somehow get ourselves out of this situation and we're going to be able to find favor again in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he made a threat, did Ezra. He said, V'chol ashalo yavi b'shloshes hayom, any person that doesn't come within 3 days, yachram kol rechushai, v'hu yibadal mikal ha-goyla. Says the Gemara, Ezra said that whoever doesn't come in 3 days, I'm going to take away all his money. Has Ezra ever a right to take away all his money? Oh, you see from here, hefker bezdin hefker. So the Hilich Sam Sofer said, then read the next words of the Pasuk. Yachram kol rechushai v'hu yibadal mikal ha-goyla. So Pasha means v'hu yibadal mikal ha-goyla. We're going to deport you, right? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like we're going to revoke your citizenship. It sounds like we're going to be pirish you from the tzibur. But Tzedek Sam Sofer, no. V'yubadu mikal ha-goyla means literally. And just like you see from this pasuk that Ezra, any bezdin on the level of Ezra, has an ability to be mafka somebody's nechasim, he also has the ability to take that person and be mavdalim mikal ha-goyla and say that even though you're a yid, we're not going to treat you like a yid anymore. And that, Tzedek Sam Sofer, is what happened in Chulin Davav. And he says, u'bezem miyushev kushis ha-taisus yontif, he's the one who is very matmiya, how in the world this was even possible. And this is the way you can understand what's going on over here. That Chulin Davav, this idea that Nimnu Vigamru, that the Kutim should no longer be treated like Yidden, this was something that was done based on the same exact license that gave the Chachamim to employ a Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which of course is a Halacha Revacha B'Yisrael. Now, our Chabura, when we were in Eretz Yisrael a few months ago, we actually visited the Kutim. Believe it or not, there's still a Sheres HaPlate of them, not many. Miut HaKamus and Miut HaEchus, as we saw. But they're still Drengzich out there, and on some level, they hold on to the Mesorah. It's a fascinating visit.